This podcast is brought to you by Women of Empowerment, an organization where all women can be encouraged, advised, and renewed. Hey guys, welcome to Cultivate Her. This is a podcast where you are challenged to tap into your purpose, activate your mind, and tap in. Welcome. It's your girl, Christina.
And it's your girl, Jenny Boo.
And you already know what time it is, okay?
All right, girls, it's time to cultivate her. I hope y'all ready for this episode.
Yes. Pull up your seat, get your popcorn, get your snacks. If you me, get your tequila, okay? And get ready to rumble.
Yes.
Girl, let me tell you why I decided to talk about this today.
Let's talk about it.
Girl, you know I love me some Ratchet TV, right?
I don't
know if you be watching Ratchet TV. Do you watch Ratchet TV?
I do.
Okay, so you'll know about the people that I'm about to talk about then. I watched two things, and this is what made me bring up self-love and why it's important to know what self-love looks like. Because then you won't end up in shitty situations with people who are just shitty people. And you will control your environment. You know what I mean? And just your energy, you know? Anyway, so I don't know if you know Britney from Love & Hip Hop. She was this little itty bitty thing. Anyways, girl, let me just tell you the story. So this is like a couple of months ago. She was online, on live, and her man was cussing out like, shut the F up. You ain't ish. I'ma beat you up. And he started choking her out, and it's like tussling. The camera started going. He's like, F you, you ain't ish, you ain't ish, you ain't ish, right? I said, well, girl, if you knew about that self-love, though, I'm just saying. Mm. So after that, my homegirl Brittany decided to defend the man that spoke to her like she was trash. Okay, I don't care how much you get in a fight with your man. My man never comes out of pocket like that. You get what I'm saying? The way he talked to her like she was somebody on the street, not the mother of her children, not his wife who he's been with for years. Just disrespectful, girl. And I don't get it. So she goes, please respect my privacy for me and my husband. You know, this is how we talk to each other. I said, damn, shorty, let's go back. Do you not understand that self-love? Do you not understand it? Boom. Okay, so that's one. Okay, hold on to it. Mm. Then we got Sweetie now. Sweetie and Quavos. Okay.
I don't follow, so you're going to have to fill me in, child.
Girl, you didn't see the video, the elevator video?
No.
Okay, so pretty much, I have to talk about it. I could talk about Cardi too. There's so many of them where they are in situations. I'm gonna call them situationships. That is not marriage, where the person is doing them wrong over and over again, and they accept it until they can't accept it no more, and they're like, "Let me leave." And that's the same situation with Sweetie. And in the video, it looks like Sweetie's trying to leave, and she has like, I don't know, it looked like a makeup box or like a game controller box and another bag. And she's trying to get on the elevator and he's trying to yank the bag out of her hand, right? Mm-hmm. And in the process of him trying to yank the bag out of her hand, he gets the bag, he pulls her, and she like literally flings herself into, I don't know if he flings her or if the tussle ends up going where she falls into the elevator, bumps into the elevator door / wall. And rail, because I think she hit all three of those things at one time.
Oh my God.
Moving to the floor, he finally goes, he looks at her like, okay, well, he gets the bag and he's trying to hit back the button to go back to his floor. And he comes out the elevator, he looks at her, he's like, it looks like he's saying, get your ass up, right? And she walks out limping and then he walks out behind her, right? Anyways, long story short, how do you love on yourself? What does self-love look like for you? Because this is why I got here, girl. Because I'm like, if we're really in the place of self-love, we will not allow people to treat us like that.
That part.
That's why I want to talk about this today.
That part. Oh, yeah. That was,
loaded introduction, wasn't it?
That was very loaded. And first of all, I am no relationship expert. Actually, I am single, so I'm nobody to speak on anybody's relationship or situationships. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like you do date what you feel your worth is on the inside, right? So if you do value yourself and really carry yourself or hold yourself to a certain standard and expectation, you know, certain things just wouldn't fly with you within your relationship. So mm-hmm. it is important to know your worth, so that way you can know to demand it when necessary, when you're not being given that, right? So in those situations, like, it sounds like in that last situation, it just sounded like she was just being controlled in that relationship. So even if, you know, it sounded like she did want to walk away, you know, but she was kind of forced to go back because, like, you know, from what I've seen, she's like a tiny little bitty thing, you know? So I can't imagine her trying to defend herself really physically against the man to try to really get away too far if he's like forcing her to go back to the apartment. Mm-hmm. But knowing your worth is important because then you will put yourself in a better predicament. You know, when you do start to see red flags, you're able to either like check it in that moment or walk away, you know. But I feel like what's important in these times, especially with that situation, because that really touched my heart, the whole domestic situation. And I call it domestic situation because that's what it sounds like from what I'm hearing. I feel like it's important for her to have a strong, like, strong backing, a strong community behind her. You know what I mean? If she has people on her side and on her team that really cared about her, they will be telling her, like, look, you deserve better. Like, you know, she should have strong men behind her telling her, like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, you deserve better. Maybe she doesn't have a proper example of what a strong man would look like. That's why she kind of, you know, settles for what she's, this is not just her, but anybody, a lot of people do, you know, settle for what they can get because you feel like you really don't deserve or you're not, you know, worth anything more. But once you really start to develop that self-worth, your whole perspective changes. Like, I would rather be single and like happy than to be in a relationship or situationship that doesn't serve me, right? Mm-hmm. But that's just my perspective. I've never been, I've been through a lot of highs and lows in relationships, you know, and from the lessons that I've learned in them, you know, I'd just rather be in this space than to be in a relationship. But some people are not comfortable being single or being to themselves, you know?
Yes.
So it's harder for them to really try to understand the value of self-love, but it's just tragic just to hear these stories because you just want to pull the sisters to the side and just be like, come on, girl, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, do you need help? Like, what can I do? Mm-hmm. But in a lot of situations, unfortunately, they end up going back to the man. Like, you know, you want to be like, oh, girl, what you doing? And then, you know, 2 weeks later, they back together and you just like rolling your eyes and she's crying about him again. But nevertheless, you know, it's a tragic situation just to be there. And anybody that is going through that kind of situation, my heart goes out to you. But knowing your value and your worth would set a lot of standards for anybody around you, relationships and all. Like, you just need to know that you are the shit, like, and don't let nobody treat you otherwise, period.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I totally agree. And like, I think it's important for us to definitely understand what value is. What exactly is your value? And part of knowing your value, like Jen said, is knowing your worth. Know your worth. So first things first, y'all, you have to know your value, okay? And Jen talked about setting standards. That's the second thing that I think we definitely need, is to set standards. Standards aren't something that we can adjust it, but not adjust it for the worst. We should adjust it for the better. You know, you shouldn't be lowering your standards to adjust for someone else. You know, I've been in situations where it's not just in a relationship, but in friendships or in a work environment, you know what I mean? Where I've been mistreated and I'm just like, you know what? I need to set a standard on how you people interact with me and how you treat me. Mm-hmm. And I have to let you know, like, don't cross that line. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm here. I need you to understand that I'm here, that I worked hard to be where I am, even with our relationship, you know, with our friendship, I can lay out in so many categories where it looks like I have to set this standard. And let me tell you, girl, when you set a standard, people will not test you.
Mm-hmm.
Real facts.
That's important. Like, it sounds like you, it's important in any type of situation to set boundaries. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. If you don't set boundaries, then people would treat you any kind of way and think that it's okay because you're not checking it.
But let me be clear.
You know,
I'm sorry. Let me be clear. Mm-hmm. For me, standards and boundaries are two different things.
Mm.
They're two different things.
Yeah.
See, the standard is a prerequisite to how you are going to interact with me. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't hit that prerequisite and you don't hit that standard where I'm sitting here and I'm telling you this is how you engage with me, I won't tolerate that certain type of behavior, or because I know my value. Like if I talk about my dating life, when I used to date, and you know, women talk about chivalry. If he doesn't open the door, that's a little write off for me. If I see you call your mom a bitch, see, that's my standard. Mm-hmm. That's my standard. Like, you're not even talking right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need to speak proper. You need to approach women. If I notice that a man doesn't, if I'm dating a man and I can see how he's treating women, I automatically like, oh, he doesn't even meet my standards.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's what a lot of people don't do. That's deep.
Yeah.
That is like good advice to anybody out there that's dating. Like, you really need to pay attention because those are red flags that people ignore. And then later on, we're wondering, like, why do you treat me this way? He's been treating women like shit the whole time, but you've just been ignoring it.
Yep. Yeah.
Because you had such low standards, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I totally agree.
Now, that's my standard, right? Now, when I talk about boundaries, now, I have boundaries when I was dating, right? Like, if we're just dating, you can't sleep over. Okay? We're dating. I can't give you too much of what I would give my man because you're not my man. We're getting to know each other, right? So if I'm in a, let's just be clear. Say I'm not trying to have sex and I'm dating, right? That's me setting boundaries. So I probably won't kiss, right? If I know that's going to trigger me to want to have sex, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I won't kiss. No, we cannot do Netflix and chill because you might want to give me a massage and I can't say no after. Real facts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's, you start
rubbing on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. A girl might get a little caught up, you know? I'm going to be real with you.
That's how they get you.
That's where you would set a boundary, you know? Or, you know, we're just dating, so I might not text you a million times a day. Boundary. Because Christina needs to protect herself right now, understand, hey, there's boundaries in this dating world and you can't cross that. So that's where I'm trying to explain the difference between setting the standards when it comes to how to understand self-love and understanding the standards and the boundaries. I just want to clarify
that's
that.
A good point. No. Go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead with your best girl. You know, let me get a little award for that.
A little pat.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you think? Do you think that there should be a different, do you think that where I'm going is a little off when it comes to the standards and boundaries, or it's just like, you think it makes sense? It's just, we're good to go.
No, I think you hit the mark for sure. And you definitely clarified for me as well. And I totally agree with everything that you said. I think it's important to know the difference so that way you can know what to request from the person that you're with. Or even anybody. That goes for any relationship, even work relationship, platonic relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just need to know where you lie and what you expect from people. So that way, you know, if they don't come at you proper, you know how to address it or know what to request. You know, somebody talks to you crazy and you're not responding to them, you know, just to respond. You're just checking them and letting them know, like, this is what I'm going to accept. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you're not going to talk to me this kind of way, then don't talk to me. You know what I mean? So it's important.
Yes. If you want to love on yourself and you ain't got boundaries, you're just letting yourself go willy-nilly, then I don't know what to tell you. You just allowing. You're allowing people to literally hurt you.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowing your whole environment, your aura, your energy to be literally caving down on you or exploding. That's how I see it.
Girl, because I didn't realize people do take advantage of that.
Girl, I didn't realize how important boundaries were until now. Mm-hmm. Real facts. And that's why I wish I could, well, I don't want to go back to dating. Let me take that back. I'll take it back. But I wish what I knew now about boundaries and standards, I wish I knew it earlier on when I first started dating, because I wouldn't have wasted my time with my ex. I'm going to say that. Shout out to my ex. I would have never wasted my time with you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I cannot. But yeah, we all had that situation, ex. It'd be like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we learn and we grow.
Same thing with friendships. Would have dropped a lot of them.
You're damn right.
Mm-hmm. I would have said right. Bye. Another aspect, I'll let you go because I know you got self-love. Go ahead, Jen. I'll let you. I'm turning it over to you. What is, how do you do your self? How do you understand what self-love is?
How do I understand what self-love is?
What do you have? Yes.
First, we need to identify things that we love, right? We just, whether it be physical, it could be spiritual, it could be emotional, just list all the things that we love, whether it's being active, whatever it is that we love, and we just need to get back to those things, right? So the more that we embrace the things that we love, the more that we're going to feel like our true selves. Mm-hmm. And the more that we feel like our true selves, I feel like that's when the universe will gravitate people that feel the same way towards you, right? So the more power, I think it's all about, life is all about perspectives. We all go through different highs and different lows, right? Even in your lows, if you just try to remain positive and pushing forward, knowing that, you know, the universe is on your side, we just have to let the world gravitate the way it gravitates. And what's for you will come to you. We just need to be patient and have faith in God or whoever we believe in, you know? Like, just know that things are going to work out in our favor, you know, and just everything is just going to fall into place. But it starts with identifying who you are, who you want to, you know, project to be, and just living up to that expectation, right? Because we're all learning and we're growing. We can't expect to be the same person that we were, you know, back, you know, however many years ago. We're always learning and we're always growing. So there's always things to discover about ourselves, but we need to put ourselves out there and, you know, learn ourselves all over again.
How does it work? Because you said we're always like growing and...
Mm-hmm.
How does it work? Because I was just thinking, like, do people change? Do people really change? Because there are some people, I was just thinking, what if this person, like, what if you're engaging with people that are not growing, you know, like in the same place, not growing, not changing?
It depends on the mentality, I feel like, and the people. Right. You know, they say if you surround yourself with millionaires, you're going to be a millionaire. But if you surround yourself with, you know, broke people, you'll be broke. But I also feel like it depends on your mindset. Right. Mm-hmm. If you're the type of person where you're driven and you want to continuously move forward, you're going to try to do that despite your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Right. You're just going to I don't say, you know, leave the people behind, but you're going to gravitate more towards the people that encourage you to be your best self. So that way that'll motivate you. And hopefully you will bring that back to, you know, the other community or the other group of people and be a motivation to them as well. You know, that's what you could hope for. But, you know, in some situations, if you outgrow some friends, we talked about outgrowing friends before, like sometimes you just need to keep pushing forward. And who knows, they might come back into your life later on down in life. But, you know, if life calls for it, we just need to grow in the way that we grow and just trust that the people that's meant to be in our circle in that moment, in that time, will be there. Yeah. Like, I used to get so, like, just like a year ago, I used to be so, I have an issue with allowing people into my inner circle because let's just say I had like kind of like attachment issues, right? I don't like getting close to people or opening up to people or expecting people to be around because then they always somehow disappoint you or walk away or this and that. Like there's always something that happens, right? But just living life and not changing my perspective, I had to just take it in as, you know, each person is either a lesson or a blessing, right? So we could just take from that person in that time, maybe you needed something. You need to learn something from that person in that moment. You needed to grow within yourself with that person or from that person in that moment, you know, and that time expires, like some things do, you know, and it's time for you to move on. But you need to take the lesson in every relationship and use that, you know, towards your development in the future. So I think that's the best way for me to just carry out, you know, my issues as far as quote unquote abandonment, and changing my perspective from it being, you know, I don't like getting attached to people because of that reason, to I learn and grow from every person that is in my life, despite the length of time that they're in there. So I think for me, it's just easier for to go on that way, because I'm less reluctant getting to know new people. It's much easier for me to, you know, let go.
So I think that another way to understand what self-love looks like is not allowing someone to hurt you over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know, eliminating the cycles of the people that you're involved in. I kid you not, we talk about self-love, everything is with self, but self literally deals with a lot of engagement, right? Like, if you love you, you won't do this. If you love you, you won't have this type of friendship. If you love you, you know, all of it is about the people you engage with, right? So I see it as like, listen, if I'm in a toxic friendship, I'm not going to allow this person to do me wrong over and over again. It's just not healthy. Mm-hmm. It's not healthy for me. I don't love me enough. If I love me enough, I'll just say no. Period.
And that goes for everybody.
Yeah. What does, you got to understand what loving you looks like. I mean, literally, like we said, understanding your value, setting boundaries, not allowing a person to do you wrong over and over again. Okay. And understanding that self-love starts with you saying, I love me and I will not allow this person to do this to me. I will not allow myself to do this to myself. Because sometimes you got to have that self-conversation, girl.
Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Yeah, because after the fact, you beat yourself up like, how did I let this happen? And why did I do this? You mm-hmm. just really need to let it go, let God, and forgive yourself and move on.
Mm-hmm. And you know, this also came to me. I think understanding how to say no, I think we talked about that before. Saying no to a lot of things. Say no. It's okay to say no. It's okay. The person will get over it, whoever it is, whatever situation. If you feel like you're out of your comfort zone, say no. If you feel like you're going way out of your way, it's okay. Say no. Mm-hmm. Like if you feel restless, say no. I don't know how to explain it anymore. I explained it enough.
Yeah.
It's okay to say no. You don't have to be uncomfortable for no one, because at the end of the day, it's about you, not them. Period.
Right. And you don't even need to explain yourself. Nope. If you just don't want to do it, just saying no is okay.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody feels some type of way about it, then, you know, it is what it is.
They'll get over it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get over it, because your health matters first. And their life still mm-hmm. goes on while you over here like, damn, I should have never even take myself out of this place. So say no. It's okay. And make time for you. That's my last one. Make time for you. You have to make time for you. It's very important to have some self time. I think that's really important, because listen, the world's so crazy between work, COVID is still going on. Let's not even front. Okay. People are still dying all over. To take a second to literally just have some time for you. Whatever that looks like, for me, it's taking a walk. For me, sometimes it's sitting on my balcony with a glass of wine. Sometimes it's a nap. Sometimes it's meditation. Sometimes it's sitting on the toilet. Okay?
That's real.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sacred place in that bathroom. I don't know what it is about the toilet, but that's where it is. All right, all my Cultivate Hair sisters, it was so awesome talking with you guys. You know, me and my girl Jen love talking to you guys. So
yeah, girl.
Y'all need to continue to be on here and support us. And let me tell you how you support. You support by liking and commenting, okay, and sharing our podcast. You can also support by sending your purpose chaser letters, because we want to know what's going on. Are you chasing your purpose? Are you walking in your purpose? Are you making sure that you are doing what needs to be done for you? Because purpose is calling you, all right? Now, we need you to tap, tap, tap in, like, subscribe, give us love, and we see y'all later.